micro-podcasts from Films from the Future. In July 2012, Dr. Steve Mann was allegedly assaulted in a Paris branch of McDonald's. What made this case unusual was that the assault was sparked by a computer vision system physically attached to Mann's skull, a physical augmentation that others purportedly took exception to. Mann developed his iTap in 1999 as a computer-augmented extension of his eye, allowing him to both record what he was seeing and project information directly into his right eye. In many ways, it was a precursor to Google Glass, but with one important difference. The iTap was physically attached to his head and couldn't be removed without special tools. In the incident that Mann described on his blog, a McDonald's employee attempted to physically pull the iTap off his head, damaging it in the process and causing considerable personal distress. While the details of the case remain uncertain, it stands as one of the first documented incidences of possible discrimination against someone with an intentional body augmentation that, because of its nature, led to a perceived threat to someone else. Although in this case, whether that perceived threat was to privacy, normalcy, or something else is unclear. Mann's use of technological augmentation is part of a broader body hacking movement, a loose trend where people are experimenting with do-it-yourself body enhancements. Many of these hacks involve individuals embedding magnets into their body so that they can sense and respond to magnetic fields, or inserting radio frequency identification chips, or RFIDs, under their skin so that they can remotely interact with their environment. But in this extension of the maker movement, people are playing with increasingly sophisticated ways to incorporate novel technologies into their bodies, often through unsupervised do-it-yourself surgery. The ethics of untrained and unsupervised people cutting themselves and others open to insert objects of unknown provenance are interesting, to say the least, never mind the safety concerns. However, this movement provides some indications as to where human enhancement may be heading, and some of the bumps in the road that it may encounter on the way. It's also an early step towards a future that echoes one we're introduced to in Ghost in the Shell, where the lines are increasingly blurred between our biological and our technological selves. To some at least, this is seen as part of our evolutionary development, although it should be said that it's a stretch to think that using our intellect to merge our bodies with machines is directly equatable to biological natural selection. Body hackers are often enamored with the idea that we can use technology to overcome our biological limitations and transcend our evolutionary heritage to become something else entirely. To many of them, placing magnets and RFIDs under the skin are baby steps to something much greater, becoming transhuman. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.